Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We are 1 week away from playing mush ball at the Nats Youth Academy. You guys can come out. We're going to actually, before the end of the week, open it up to our listeners to get spots on our mush ball teams. It's going to be Team Grant versus Team Danny. We're excited about this. October 3rd, that's 1 week from today on Tuesday night. 6:30 p.m. you get to the field. Start time's right around 7 o'clock. We will be having a live softball game with D.C. celebrities, dignitaries, some people from the sports landscape you guys like and appreciate. It's all for some charity at the Nats Youth Baseball Academy. It's presented by Fairfax Adult Softball. We're trying to raise some awareness for underserved youth in Washington, D.C. And also, it's just going to be a really fun time to get together with a bunch of people we have on the show and different players from D.C. sports teams years past. I'm excited about it.
Early line was a push because it's a neutral site, but latest is Grant by 1.5. Grant's team by 1.5 because you
I don't think that's true.
You have played mush ball before, and you have an advantage over me. You know the game is put. You know the bounces. You know some techniques. I'm coming in cold.
I hate to correct you. I've never played mush ball. I've watched mush ball be played.
I thought you were. You participated.
I was at the mush ball classic, but I called the game. I did not participate on the field.
The line just dropped to half a run. There it is.
So now it's half a run?
It's half a run.
Because I've seen it
You've
play?
Seen it. I have not seen it. I don't know what it looks like.
Shouldn't you get 3 runs as if you were at home because you played college baseball?
20 years ago?
I hit 214 in Little League. You hit 32 home runs at George Washington University. I'm going to give you the slight advantage at being better at mush ball.
Grant, you don't understand. I'm sore still from picking weeds out of the ground 2 weeks ago.
I may or may not have gout. Am I a pillar of health?
No, but you've seen mush ball play.
Remember when I was on crutches getting to and from work last week?
By the way, and no one still has said what it actually was.
No one knows what
it was. We know one thing that it was not, we think.
We hope, but no one knows what it was.
Now, you laughed in the face of the gout because you ate more steak than most men eat in 6 months.
I needed to celebrate no gout. Needed to happen. So you can tweet us. I'm at Grant H. Paulson.
At Funny Danny.
If you want to be on our radar, if you want to play mush ball, but it's going to be at Nats Youth Baseball Academy, Southeast D.C., a week from Tuesday night. So block off your calendars and stay tuned this week to figure out how you can be on the teams with us and the other TV and sports personalities who are going to be taking part in this. Let's go to Dan in Fairfax on the Fan. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys.
What's up, buddy?
I just want to say you guys were so cool to me and my friend Tom when I was at the summer dress party, so I appreciate it.
Why wouldn't you be cool? You're a mensch. You're a good man.
I was going to say that the running game has really surprised me. I didn't know that Chris Thompson – I knew he was good, but Chris Thompson looks like a future superstar. P. Ryan and even Mac Brown have been impressive. But also the defense is much better. Zach Brown, Josh Norman, Preston Smith, Ryan Kerrigan, Monte Nicholson. I mean, the list goes on and on. But update your file, superhero looking his fist, and old man shaking his fist at the sea. Those are the three you guys use a lot.
Yes, ooh, that is true.
That's very good. Mm-hmm. Update your file is a show axiom. Bill Belichick has do your job. We have update your file.
We
I
update
like that,
file.
Though. Honestly, if we had a show T-shirt, it should say update your file.
Oh, what would our T-shirts be?
At one point in time, it was just a guy.
Just a guy.
You could do just guys. That would be a good T-shirt.
Yeah, just a guy.
Like a picture of my face, a picture of your face, and it says just guys. Mm-hmm. That would be good. I think update your file is a great T-shirt for us. Quarterback wins, or did he win the game,
I would
though?
Say did he win the game, though.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Did he
win the game, though, on the back of a T-shirt with our faces on the front would be pretty good. I love did he win the game, though. Donnie's in Mitchellville. Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie, how you doing?
Hey, okay, everybody.
I think something crazy is happening with your phone. Sorry about that. Call us back.
Call back, Donnie.
800-636-1067. I believe what he was going to say, based on hearing Sue Cravens, and a few people have tweeted me this, before the season, they were very worried that the safety position was going to be a mess because Cravens was out. Swearinger's been up and down throughout his career. The safety position has been an asset and a strength through three games.
I mean, that was Donnie in the witness protection program because they were talking about organized crime, so he had to like have his voice muffled. But he was going to say Sue Cravens. And I guess in general, the feeling was this position was supposed to be, we hope it's okay. It's gone through three games, as you said, to not only just okay, but good. Yeah, I've seen quality safety play, unless I'm nuts. I mean, the only blemish, I would say, is the broken play. Carson Wentz running around, pushing R2 71 times, dodging wrenches and whatnot, and throwing the ball up to Aguilar, and then Swearinger misses the tackle. There's your blemish on a busted play. Other than that, what complaints would you have from the safety spot?
Wouldn't. I think DJ Swearinger's been a good open field tackler, by and large. You're not going to make every single tackle, obviously. I think he's brought a physicality to the defense. And most importantly, he's an exceptional leader. This is the guy that calls the team together on the field at practices. This is the guy that gives the speech in the huddle during and before games. When someone needs to say something, it's 36 who steps up. Add in the fact that he wears Sean Taylor jerseys in and out of the locker room. I got a guy that I'm pretty enamored with.
That's
right now.
That's a bad man.
But Nicholson has been more of a pleasant surprise.
I was wrong about him.
Swearinger was a high draft pick for a reason. He's been paid by multiple organizations because they thought he was going to be an answer and a solution. And this is a guy who had Pro Bowl potential and all-pro ability at different times early in his career, who was maligned for a few things, including too many big hits that led to fines. And one of these guys that you worry about is going to be suspended if you sign him. Monty Nicholson is fast and big and looks like he was a great draft pick in the fourth round. The Redskins, when they took him there, were clubbed almost universally by other teams and scouts and all the draft reports from people who write about and follow the draft closely.
I always, when I see that happen, and the Redskins would like beat their chest, think about your fantasy draft. This is my own little weird note that has nothing to do with what you're talking about. You got a player that you liked. The people club you, not because you got a player that you liked, but he would have been available a round later, or two rounds later, or as an undrafted free agent or something like that. You know what I mean? I always think it's funny that everyone will claim victory. You see what I'm saying? Like the people that knew that he was good are like, look, see, he actually is good. And the people that say he's not very good or he would have been available, everybody gets to count this as a win. Does that make any sense what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So like when you, like in the first round of a fantasy draft, you go, I got Aaron Rodgers. I drafted him. Well, that's great. You got Aaron Rodgers, but it's dumb in the fantasy world to draft a quarterback in the first round. This isn't, you know, 1999 where we don't know any better. Everybody knows not to do that. But so everybody can make fun of you, and everybody thinks they won. I don't know if that made any sense.
Couple of tweets here.
Side Adam.
Roundup. I have to say I've been wrong about Terrell Pryor. Not totally writing him off, but not productive enough as a wide receiver one. I think I was wrong about Terrell Pryor also. I was very confident that he was going to make more plays to help this team and be more beneficial to Kirk Cousins' September than he was. This was a terrible start to his season. I don't think it's going to be a lost year. I think he's going to make plays, but he's way more raw, way more a project than I knew he was. So that's one thing that I'll agree with on Twitter. Another one here, Jared says, Matt Ioannidis, he says that we laughed at him when he called in and said no one's talking about him this summer. He has a great zing where he says this season he would slap the camera phone out of Grant H. Paulson's hands.
It's such a great inside bit.
That is a good inside bit. And then lastly, Mikey says special teams, this team can cover kicks, new feeling in D.C. Special teams have been good in terms of coverage, but there's also been some terrible plays. Two lost fumbles on punt returns from Jamison Crowder.
Yeah.
No game changers on punt or kick returns at this point. And not that missing from beyond 50 is a big deal, but Dustin Hopkins has missed a field goal each of the last 2 weeks from 51 and 52 yards.
Coverage teams have been good. Return teams, I would say, nothing special there. In fact, detriment a couple different times.
Yeah, completely. Some of the things we got wrong about the Redskins. Anything you need to empty out of the holster there that we didn't get to?
Kendall Fuller, we started with the wide receiver position in general. If you go back to my pre-training camp feelings, like, hey, these guys might be able to step in and replace the 2,000-yard bookend receivers. That wasn't even close, but we covered all the other players that I had.
Last thing I got, nobody hit on, Jay Gruden's ability to commit to and stick to the run. I said throughout the preseason and offseason, this is not a guy that will ever be able to maintain balance because he likes to throw the ball too much. It's only been two games that he's done this, but it's two straight games, both wins. He has been able to do it as a play caller, so I like what I've seen there, something I was wrong about. Redskins Survivor at 10:45. We will get to who we're kicking off the island and who we're giving immunity to. Grant and Danny on the fan.
Folks, Grant and Danny here for our pals at Window Nation. They're kicking off this great football season with a deal that you cannot beat. You cannot beat this deal. Two windows free for every two you buy. You buy four, you get four. You buy eight, you get eight. There's no minimum or maximum purchase. But those deals are only great if you've got the winning team backing you up. And I'm telling you this from personal experience, Window Nation has the best in the biz.
Call them today, 866-90-NATION, 866-90-NATION. Tell them that Grant and Danny sent you, and tell them that you want this great offer where you're buying two windows, you're getting two windows, and there is no maximum. If you buy 20 windows, you're getting 20 windows. How cool is that? Plus, you're paying 0% interest for 18 months. People wait until the weather gets colder to winterize their homes, and I don't get why. You pay a premium. Do it right now. Call today. Let them help you score huge savings on the windows that Danny and I got.
WindowNation.com, 866-90-NATION. Tell them Grant and Danny sent you Window Nation for your home because it's where you live.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.